And we were there. I mean, we were there because I thought we were going to have a fucking lot of time to kill.
I get to the airport early. Because of parental trauma.
Explain that.
My parents would be late for flights when I was a kid. Okay. And we missed probably one flight. But in my head, it was such a big incident.
See,
that I'm like, I can't be missing flights.
I have the inverse parental trauma where my mom like absolutely beat into me that I have to be there 3 hours before takeoff time. So it's like that
me
is
too.
Fully instilled.
Well, that's, I beat myself in.
It wasn't from being late. It was from some like fucking, you know, repressed Catholic, like, oh, we're going to be on top. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and then you get there early to do the prayers and all that stuff. Yeah. But we have to rush to the gate.
Yeah.
Because the plane's leaving early. And once we get to the gate on some forgotten corner of LaGuardia's many winding the Delta terminal, it's like a maze
all
in
the
there.
Way at the end.
All the way at the end, they say, hey, we actually don't have enough people on this flight. We're redistributing the weight.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, we're going to DC, call up Randy Fine. But they change our seats. I mean, it was a perfectly acceptable arrangement, but they changed our seats. And I thought, the weight. Shouldn't the weight be mostly the plane?
You would. It is.
How much weight are we affecting in this?
That is, you know, my friend has a bit that he's a little bit, you know, like a little bit overweight, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
That the stewardess or flight attendant asked him to move to the other side of the plane for weight balancing purposes. It is hard to believe that like under 1,000 pounds could affect the balance of a fucking plane.
Yeah.
You know, like an individual or two. But
I thought it was ridiculous.
All right, so what did you think of the lounge? Let's get back to the lounge.
The lounge was good. Yeah. I liked the lounge. I will say it was a different class of individual in the lounge.
Yes.
There was a man with an iPad on an iPad stand, which I find to be very, I don't like that.
An iPad
stand. I think you should be holding your iPad as if you're about to check me out at some kind of fancy store.
It was an iPad. Oh,
like a little thing.
Oh,
yeah, like a little desk bound iPad.
That's annoying. Yeah.
And he had Sig Sauer stickers all over it, and
Sig Sauer,
HK
like the gun?
And Glock stickers, like the gun.
On an iPad, I didn't see that guy.
And what we started talking about Charlie Kirk.
We did.
And you're screaming because you've obviously had a lot to drink at this point.
Oh, for God's
you're
sake!
You're screaming.
I got
about
a projecting
Charlie.
Voice. You're that's
yelling.
Rich coming from you, dude.
You're yelling about Charlie, and I'm like, we have to respect his legacy, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, the bullet was, it's the size of a fist. You know, and we're watching the video, obviously, but I had the sound turned down.
That's true. Well, we watched the video of your, or maybe we're not supposed to talk about the thing I'm working on.
But I showed you, I showed you a lot of things.
There was a lot of Charlie Kirk assassination adjacent material we were reviewing. Jeffrey Epstein.